Welcome, 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 everyone, to the 2021 Outlaw Podcast, first podcast of the year. I'm your host, Sauce, coming to you live from New Orleans, Louisiana. I got my man, The Wiz, joining me all the way from North Carolina. Wiz, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Sauce? How you doing, man? How's New Orleans over there, man?
It's stormy.
Yeah, man,
nice and stormy. How's North Carolina?
Man, I'm telling you, it's not got a nice little heat wave. We got in the 80s right now.
Tell you what, man.
Shoot. Nothing too crazy. Nothing like good old southern weather, for sure.
Tell me about it. Man, let's get it started, fellas. Let's enjoy tonight. Let's get it started with the first thing we got going is the MLB The Show. First time we got a game back on, a baseball game back on the Xbox, man. Wiz, talk to me, brother, how it feel to have baseball back? How does it feel to finally be able to play some baseball?
Dude, it feels great to have baseball and all the any sports, honestly, to be back after a year of hiatus, honestly. Just to be able to watch it, feel it, and kind of like just see it, man. It's nice. I ain't gonna lie, man. The Dodgers out west, man, they hot right now. Literally, I haven't lost.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
18-0? Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think you're cheating.
I haven't even played him yet, and I'm like, I don't want to play him yet.
Man, I played him. I played him four times, man. I don't want to play him. I said I'm going to lead a fifth one for late in the season, man. Guys got the Dodgers rolling over there, man. It's a good season so far, though, man. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Got some pretty good competition in the league, man. Padres 19-2. Blue Jays, you know, rolling pretty good, 15-10. Boston, 13-8. Even got Minnesota looking pretty good, 17-16. Good 500 percentage right there. But man, I just got to go back to these Dodgers for a minute, man. Do you see the slugging percentage? 0.898. It's crazy out there. L's got doing a really good job, team, man.
We got to check this for some roids or something, man. I don't know.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. He must be doing something, man.
Gotta be.
No, honestly, the guy's hard to beat, man.
He is. No, but you want to know who to look out for? The Phillies. I played them twice. No, I played them almost all five games. Every game was close. That guy can pitch. He told me he was a former catcher, and like he calls his games very well. Like he's gonna be if I were to pick a sleeper team right now, it might be him. Dodgers got to play him.
I haven't played the Phillies yet. I'm going to have to check the Phillies out and see what they're about.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
I'm going to have to see what they're
I mean, there's a lot of good teams. There's a lot of teams that haven't played yet. Like, hey, honestly, you can't sleep on Cash Goodell and the Twins. Because, like, their record doesn't speak for itself. 17-16, but I'm pretty sure a lot of those games are close. Honestly.
Yeah, a lot of those games are close. You know, I played them twice. One right now. Mm-hmm. We'll see what's going on, man. But you know the Braves over there, they struggling pretty hard right now, man. It's rough. It's rough in Atlanta right now. At least we don't have the worst record. You know, we only on a 4-game losing streak. You know, for a minute there we was on like a 10-game losing streak. But it's rough. It's my baseball in a while. Yeah. But guess what? We coming, man.
You're on the up and up.
We coming, man. We coming, man. Don't worry. We coming.
Hey, if you don't sleep on those Yankees now, you know they're always gonna come out. They're gonna be firing sooner or later. You know.
Oh
that,
man, we not worried about the game.
Hey, we ahead.
Y'all gotta pay to win. We know the Yankees gotta pay to win.
Hey man, whatever we get to. Yeah, you know, gotta do it sometime every now and then. So it's fine.
Let's look at one of our newcomers, man. Let's look at the Mets, man. First time he's been in the league with us in any league. Doing a pretty good job. Yeah, he's 4-12, but you know what? He's learning, man. He's doing pretty good. I played him. He much improvement from the first time I played him to the second time I played him, man. He started out a little rough, but now he's doing really good, man. Real strong user you have to watch. He's going to be pretty good once he gets the hang of it. You also have the Indians. You know, this guy, I played him once. Pretty good, you know, not too bad. Got a nice little bat on him, but we'll see what happens. I'm more interested in the Chicago Cubs. This guy can't hit a fastball, man. I don't know what's going on with him. He can hit a curve. He can hit a slider. But he can't hit a fastball. What's up with that, Whip? This guy can't hit a fastball to save his life, man. I don't know what's going on with that. But. So, yeah, Wiz, as I was saying, man, what you think about the Chicago Cubs, man?
The Cubs, man? Hold on, I got to look at their thing real quick. But I mean,
this guy can't hit a fastball, man. What's wrong with him? He can hit a curve, he can hit a slider, but he can't hit a fastball. I don't understand it. It's crazy.
Timing is hard in this game. I don't know how many times I tried to hit a ball and the thing said I was late, and I read it all the way, and I'm just like, it's all about position, honestly. So, I mean, you got to... It's like a trick of the trade. You can hit a ball, you can't hit a ball. So
man, like, me personally, I think he get lost in the bleachers when he batting. I think he's looking in the stands at some pretty woman or something, man. Because this guy can't hit a fastball to save his life.
Oh, man.
But if his life depended on it, he would strike out every time.
Oh, no. You know what? The worst pitch I have yet to be able to figure out completely, the slider. And that's even in talking professionally or whatever. I don't know who can hit a slider at least, 80% of the time? No way. I'm striking
it's
out
pretty hard.
At least 80% of the time on the slider. Not trying to tell anyone any of my weaknesses or anything, but you know, that's a hard pitch to hit. The slider.
I think we're gonna have to sit down with the Dominican connection and learn how to hit a fastball and slide it and all that, because I believe they be cheating, man. I don't know what's up with the Dominican connection. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays be cheating, man. they be killing me. They striking you out. They hitting every pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? How did he hit that? The last person you play, missing every pitch, you play one of them, and they hitting everything. I'm like, man, this... killing me, man. I'm like, they cheating.
They got a cheat code. Refs over there, man, or something.
They are paying the umpires. I know they pay the umpires, man. I'm like, how you get on base? How you get to second base that fast?
Right.
Then you tag him out at home and then you looking right at it. I'm like, man, he's not safe. He's out. I like they cheat. But it is what it is. They're good players, man. They're really good players, man.
Oh, no, that's good.
Top two guys in our league, L and Hayes.
Yeah.
The cousins, the Dominican connection.
Yeah, they better know how to play some baseball over there, man.
Yeah, they better. But one of the top two players in the league. Out of the top 10, we have about top 10. They're in the top four. So, really good players. You got the Red Sox is another good user.
Yep.
But season's going well, man. I think we can keep it going, man. We're going to get ready to kick off this Madden League tomorrow night. We bringing Madden back. Outlaw Invasion Part 2, man. Ready to come back. Ready to get the Madden rolling. Let's see what we can do. It's all about the Who Dat Nation, baby. We coming strong.
This guy.
Without Drew Brees. I don't know what we're going to do. We might look a little lost without Drew. We're going to be all right. What you think the season? You think Locke's gonna take it for a fourth year?
Fourth year? I don't know. Hey man, if anything, I'm gonna look at your boy Najee and Atlanta Falcons, man. I mean, he talks a lot, but he puts it to the grindstone when he needs to and gets going.
Really, man? You gonna go to my division first, Larry? Let's talk about the NFC South first. Let's talk about the NFC South first. Real good competition, man. I've been playing with these guys for a while, man. I've been in NFC South with pretty much two of the four for a long time. Just me and Trav really been there longer than the other two. But, man, we got some good competition in there with Najee with the Falcons. And then we got my man down there in Tampa Bay. He's doing his thing. He's all right. We'll see what he'll do this year. He did all right the first season.
Yeah.
Let's see what he do this season, man. But so far, so good. It's going to be a pretty interesting season in the NFC South, man. My takes on it is I'm going to struggle a little bit, not having Drew around, but I believe Trav is still the man to beat right now. Najee's good, but Trav's still the man to beat right now. He's got a good team right now.
Hey, Trav be choking in those playoffs, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
If he make the playoffs, he choking it. You know he's going to go down in the first round.
First round. Sorry, Trav. I got to bust your bubble on that one a little bit.
Yeah, sorry, Trav. We know this is what you're known for, brother. Sorry, man. Get to the Super Bowl. get to the first round choke, second round choke, and like it don't matter. It's all good, brother. It's all love, though.
All love.
We still love you, Trav. Still our boy. Let's take a look at the NFC North. NFC North, man, we got some new competition over there. But we got long timer, one of the Dominican connection. We got Hayes over there still with them Vikings, them terrible Vikings. Let's see what he gonna do with them.
Nah, he ain't gonna do nothing. I ain't worried about the Vikings. I don't think he gonna
what, man? You don't think he gonna do nothing?
Nah.
You don't think he gonna do anything?
Man, when is the last time he had a winning season? When's the last time?
Think Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, there you go. See? Exactly. Oh. Nah,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. But
leave my man alone. Leave my partner alone, man.
All the
way up there in Jersey, up there. Hey, nah, but man, I think all love, but you still probably be in second place. My money's going with the Bears.
The Bears?
Not Bears? I'm going with the Bears.
Hey, I mean, I think the Bears gonna take it, man. The Bears?
I think the Bears gonna take it. We'll see.
Hey, never doubt Aaron Rodgers, even if they don't trade him. We might
get that Aaron Rodgers trade going. We might get him to trade. NFC West, who you got?
Well, Cash ain't there no more, right? He went to the AFC, I think, right?
Cash went to the AFC, man. The commish went to the AFC, left his team in shambles over there. I can't believe it. They in shambles over there, and he left them in shambles. You got to be kidding me. How he leave the Rams in shambles?
He didn't want to deal with it, so he was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the Raiders. The Raiders went to the Raiders, yo. And see how it goes for a season. I mean, he'll probably be back in the Rams in the next circuit, but you know, for the Raiders, probably go through the Raiders though. But anyways, back to the
NFC West. I'm gonna go with the 49ers, man. My man Locks done left the Bengals, left
no
Joe Burrow.
Streaks. No more streaks over there for the Bengals.
And he done went over there. He done went over there to the NFC West and joined the 49ers. Man, that NFC done got rough.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat him.
That's a hard. I hope I don't play him in this season. But
man, unfortunately, I play him. It's going to be a little rough.
What, is Lazy back with the
No, Sarah? Man, Lazy took the Bengals, man. He's running with his team, man. He's running with Joe over there.
You got Preem,
he running with the Cardinals, man. That's going to be an interesting game right there.
Week one.
Game of the week for the Outlaws. Week one is going to be the Cardinals and the 49ers. We're going to go live on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
I hear the commission might be joining you on that recording, though, actually.
Might have a surprise.
Doing
a live podcast.
Y'all better pay attention. Better be ready. Better be listening. We might drop some knowledge on y'all. Better find out.
Everybody pay attention. It's going to be an interesting night. We're going to see if Locks and Preem, what's going on. That should be a good game. I'm expecting a close game. I'm expecting maybe no more than a three-point game.
Three-point game, you think? I'm going to give Locks the touchdown victory on that one.
I'm going to give Preem the field goal, man.
You can give Preem? All right now. It sounds like you're trying to put a bet on here or something. I don't know.
Hey, man, whatever's clever. If you're feeling froggy, jump, Wiz.
I got to give the champ his touchdown because, you know, he got the third overall pick with Lance. And he got Debo. He got that defense coming back healthy. Man, that's scary. Scary
we'll
stuff.
See. We'll
scary
see.
Stuff over there.
I'm going to see if he know how to use him. It's one thing to have it. You got to know how to use it. We'll see.
The dude won 3 Super Bowls in a row in our league. I think he knows how to use it properly.
Well, that was with a different team. I'm going to see if he can use this team properly on week one.
That's true. Week one's always the Show hardest me. One. Trying to figure
week
it
one
out.
Is the hardest one. But yeah, man, tomorrow night's going to be very interesting. Guys, join us live. We are going to be live on the box. We're going to be live on Twitch. We're going to be live on a podcast. My man Wiz won't be joining me tomorrow, but I will be live. And I will have a special guest on the show. Come sit up here, chill, and kick it with me. Be live for the Cardinals and the 49ers, week one of the Outlaw Invasion Part 2, fellas. Come and join us. It's been a pleasure with you guys tonight. We're going to be doing this every Monday Wednesday and Thursday. As of right now, 15, 20 minute segments. Come and join me and the Wiz weekly. Like I said, we'll be on every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then we'll be going up to 5 days a week. Right now, we're going to be starting out a little slow. In a couple days, we'll have the commissioner to join us. We're also going to have the winner of the game tomorrow night join us live on the podcast, fellas. So stay tuned. Listen. Hope you guys enjoyed this show. Wiz, enjoy that North Carolina weather, brother. I'm going to enjoy this New Orleans rain.
Hey, blue skies and everything over here, man. We gonna enjoy it as much as we can until it starts raining over here again.
Especially when it comes to Carolina
and New Orleans, you know.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Y'all have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone, and hope you enjoy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.